Danielson goes for a pass down to the bottom right side where Ethan Mack was waiting for it, but it gets tipped away by Newstew.
Number five,
good defense there by Donald Apakadoc. All right, throw in for the T-Jacks. A high lob up to Ian Samuelson. He takes a long-distance three just off the front rim. Rebound, Newstew. Newstew Hawk did a great job with their offensive rebounding against Sandpoint last night.
They really boxed out and got to the...
Yeah, they got to the ball very well. Oh, steal by King Cove. Here's a cherry-pick pass over to Ian Samuelson. He can't quite keep control of it while moving forward, so he wisely pulls back and waits for his team to join him. We are now 7 minutes left, I should say, into the first quarter. The score is tied up, 0-0, a tight game. 0-0. Ian Samuelson's got the ball for King Cove. He's calling the plays into action. Posted up down to the free throw line, Ethan Mack. He looks for Timmy, finds Timmy who drives into the lane, pulls back for a jumper, doesn't go in, rebound Ethan. Big soaring jump by Ethan. That guy can jump. Here's Ian Samuelson with the ball. That one's going to be off to the left. Rebound offensively defensive rebound by New Stuyhawk. Here comes 23, Casey Kanupiuk. Down to the bottom post. I think we're going to have a foul against Levi Larson. A little bit too much contact as Donald Apakadoc was moving down the post.
Yeah. Definitely a good matchup. The King Cove T-Jacks are fast and skilled. Also, the Seahawks are tough and skilled.
Yeah,
that's
they're
going to be good.
I think it's going to be a tight game. I'm looking forward to it. There was number 23, I believe. That's Casey Kanupiuk driving down into the lane. He was going to the hoop but got tripped up there. Throwing underneath their own basket for New Seahawk. There's a throw and back to Casey. Oh, and as he goes up for the shot, Timmy just was trying to readjust and accidentally grabbed onto his hands a little bit there, not intentionally. I believe it was just the forward momentum was going too fast. So that will send Casey to the line for a chance for two.
Yeah, three fouls, same position.
Yeah, three fouls in 2 minutes underneath the hoop. Ooh, first one by Casey. Rattles around the top of the rim, doesn't quite make its way down. Substitution, that might be, yep, that's two fouls for Timmy Mack, so he's going to go sit down, and Dylan Larson will take his stead. Second shot up, and it just trickles right over the rim. Beautiful shot by Casey Kanupiuk, and here comes, oh, Ethan Mack moving fast on the transition. He drives into the lane, he jumps up to pass the ball, but gets fouled. A reach-in, so not quite a shooting foul since he was going for the pass.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ethan Mack has springs loaded into his shoes or his feet or somewhere because that kid can just jump and jump and jump.
Yeah.
Throw in for King Cove. Ethan Mack's guy. He's on the far right-hand side of the perimeter, but they pass around. Long shot for three by Connor. Oh, buckets. First score for King Cove is a three-pointer by Connor, and I love Connor as a player. He is so good. Oh, Casey returns very quickly with a great job, taking it coast-to-coast, driving into the right-hand side of the lane, going up for the layup, and it's good off the glass for two. Fast transition. Yeah, he ties the game there between the two teams. Let's see what Ian can do with the ball. He dishes it out to Ethan, who takes it to the left-hand side. Back to Ian. Ian for a long shot for three. That one's off a little bit, too. Rebound going to New Stew. They quickly get the ball into the hands of 23, Casey Kanupiuk, who's playing point today. Casey drives the lane, puts up a floating layup. Oh, off the back iron. It looked good, but couldn't quite get in there. Rebound by King Cove. Ian takes it coast-to-coast, jumper from the foul line, and that's good for two.
He can make his shot.
I know. It's so hard to defend against Ian.
Yeah.
Here comes Darren Hansen. He takes the ball all the way up, and they're going to have a traveling call there.
No,
oh,
three seconds.
Yeah, I didn't think he had traveled, but he was moving really hard, though,
yeah.
So it would be easy to travel. But 3 seconds violation by Newstew. Spending a little too much time in the paint.
Yeah, King Cove is going to slow it down, trying to work it down into paint now.
There it is. This is why Edmund is a much better announcer than I am. He understands this game. Oh, there we go. From the free throw line, Levi Larson had a good, clean look at the basket, takes a shot. Doesn't go down, tries to get his own rebound, and almost had it, but the ball gets knocked off of his hands and on to the baseline. Oh, here's a little full-court man-to-man being brought on by King Cove. Looks like they're going to try to shoot out to a quick lead, I think. If I know Coach Randall, he likes to take a quick lead if possible. Oh, good ball handling skills. Almost gets taken away by Levi Larson, but Darren's able to hold on to the ball. He finds Casey Kanupiuk on the right-hand side of the perimeter, who quickly passes up to number five, Donald Apakadoc. And as he dribbles in towards the paint, we're going to have a whistle blown. And Dylan Larson with a foul there. The first foul for Dylan. And Coach Randall's going to call a timeout here to talk to his team. Coach Randall right now, what do you think he's saying right now to the guys?
Slow it down, try not to get as much fouls.
Yeah, running into foul trouble really fast here. We're only 3:30 into this game, and already four fouls on the board for King Cove. That's going to come back and bite them pretty quick here. Timmy Mack already sitting down on the bench with two fouls in the first few minutes. Yeah, and King Cove looking maybe a little bit tired. This is their third game in 3 days, I believe.
Fourth, I think.
Fourth game. And they're, playing long games against fast teams, sleeping on the floor. That takes its toll. New Stu doing pretty good staying in there. They've got two injured players who are not going to be playing on the bench right now. They're on injured reserve. Hopefully they won't have to tap in. But that doesn't leave the bench very deep for New Stewie Hawk. I see two guys who are wearing their warm-ups still. So this starting five is going to be what they have. All right, Casey Knipik with the ball. He gets it to number four, Darren Hansen. Hansen with it, drives in. It looks like he's going to dish it out behind him to Casey, who takes a long three. That one's not going to quite hit the rim off the backboard. Rebound goes to Nusu, doing great on those offensive rebounds. A pass to Sean Andrew goes up for three. Oh, just off the front rim. That was close. There's Ian with a rebound. Nice behind the back dribble. Gets past the defense and pulls it back. And looks like you're right. They're going to start taking their time a little bit. But tight defense by Casey, forcing a turn. Force our number 21, actually. That's Cody Glumkick.
Yeah, with these guys losing offense, they definitely make up in defense.
Yeah, and, they're a well-conditioned team. They've been playing lots and lots of wrestling, so they're very, very fit, ready for action. Here's Ethan Mack with the ball. He's at the top of the key, triple threat position, but he finds Ian Samuels on the right-hand side, who pulls back, gets the pick from Levi, drives into the lane. He's going to take it to the basket and gets fouled. You can hear that slap from here.
Yeah, that was pretty hard slap to the arm.
Yeah, so Ian's going to go to the line for a chance for two. Foul was against, did you see who that number was?
That was number five.
And that's already his third foul. That can't be right.
Second.
Yeah, second foul. So no room for anyone to foul out on New Stu's team today. Oh, Ian, first free throw shot rattles around the rim, doesn't quite go down. 3:30 to go here in the first. Okay, yes. Yeah. That's actually the first foul for number five. Here's the second shot by Ian. That one doesn't go down either. Rebound goes to New Stewie Hawk. They find Casey. Casey's got Connor coming up really fast behind him.
Travel.
Heard two whistles on that one. Casey didn't like that call, but when both referees saw it at the same time, there was something to it. He was moving really fast, and he hit the brakes hard. Hard to keep your control of the ball. So turnover in favor of King Cove. Ian's got the ball. Passing around. Gets into the hands of Connor. Connor being tightly guarded by 21, Cody Golumpik.
Oh, there goes Ian.
Ian puts up a shot from about 12 feet.
Ball.
Yeah, couldn't go down. About 12 feet out. Nice little floating shot. Nice tight defense being played. But King Cove gets it down to the bottom post. There they go. Ethan Mack with a nice little off-the-glass shot from about 4 feet out.
Yeah. 7-3 in favor of King Cove right now.
Yep, just under three to go. Here comes Casey. He dishes it out to the baseline. Now to number four, Darren Hansen. He takes it into the paint, dishes it down to Donald. Donald on the post.
Ooh.
He puts up a shot. Almost goes in, but he was way off balance.
Yeah.
Looks like there's even a little bit of contact there, too. But
couldn't get around Dylan.
Yeah. So it doesn't go down. Possession goes to King Cove. Ethan Mack with the ball. He's going to drive the baseline. Goes into the lane. Oh, takes it all the way up. Gets fouled. Almost count the basket. Blocking call there. As he was weaving through at least three defenders to get to the basket.
Yeah, King Cove's looking a little tired today. Not making as many shots fall today.
Well, as everyone remembers who's played sports and you go on your road trips, it's hard to sleep. And the floor it doesn't get comfortable. All right, that first one goes up and doesn't quite make its way down. Tough time from the line for King Cove. The score, very, very slow in scoring for the first quarter, 7-3 in favor of King Cove.
These are definitely good matchups between King Cove and New Stu.
Yeah, there's the second shot. That one doesn't go down either. Levi gets a rebound, and he hands it to Ethan, who finds Ian. Ian now being tightly guarded. He's going to drive into the lane. He takes it down for that same floating shot that he missed last time, but this time he makes it.
That time he made it fall. He's getting more of his rhythm back, getting farther into the game now.
Yep, he'd switch sides and take it on the left-hand post, and that time it worked out. But here comes a fast transition from New Stew. They take it to the bottom post, and a tip out by Connor Samuelson goes off Joe Calver and back into the game. And so
yeah.
Connor takes it, just keeps going, but out of bounds. Joe laughing about that one.
That one was kind of funny.
Yeah, here comes Donald. He drives the lane, puts up a shot. He's going to get fouled and a chance for two from the line.
Fouled by Dylan Larson, number 42.
That'll be Dylan's second foul.
No, I don't think they got the first foul.
We'll find out here. Let's see what they come up here. But if that's Dylan's second foul, there's two for Dylan.
Foul.
And Donald sinks his first shot. That makes it four for New Studio Hawk, nine for King Cove. Coming up next, I believe we have the ladies of King Cove playing off.
Yes.
That second shot doesn't go down, but it'll be recovered by, recovered by New Stew. Goes out of bounds off the hands of King Cove. So possession will stay for the New Stew Hawk Eagles in their own territory. Throw-in goes to Darren Hansen.
This is definitely a good game in defense. Both teams are really good at defense.
Yeah, there was a great move going into the paint by Donald. It doesn't quite go down. Rebound by Ian. He takes a shot just inside the three-point perimeter. That doesn't go down. Rebound by Nusu. Casey Klumpik with the ball. He'll pull back and get it over to Darren Hansen. Heron will move the ball quickly towards the right-hand side, but is met by Levi Larson. He pulls back behind the back. Pulls up for three-point shot. Ooh, off the left-hand side of the rim.
Just short.
Yeah, picked up by Nusu Hawk, though, so they'll remain in possession. Those offensive rebounds, man.
He's going to slow it down here and try to work it into the paint.
Yeah, they've got 1 minute on the clock, just over 1 minute on the clock, so they got plenty of time to go ahead and try to work a nice, easy 2 points here, see if they can't bring it a little bit closer.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Casey, who is allowed to literally walk in.
Yeah, they left the lane wide open for Casey to get around. They set a screen, Casey got around the screen, and
the rest was
just free.
Yeah, no one trapped in. He had at least three defenders who were within 3 feet of him.
Oh, yeah, they could have took a step and had an easy block. But just didn't
make the move. Ethan goes in, takes it to the lane, puts up a layup. That doesn't go down. Dylan Larson tries the putback, but that doesn't go down. This time the rebound in favor of New Stew. Here's Darren Hansen. They've got 30 seconds on the clock. He finds number 21, Cody Glumpik. His three-pointer doesn't go down. Rebound by Casey. Casey with the ball. He'll dish out to Darren Hansen, who's going to take a quick second, catch his breath. He has a screen set up, but he doesn't take it. Tight. He's got 5 seconds. Okay. He's trying to move forward. Almost thrown away, but Sean Andrew picks it up. He's got a good look at the basket, but instead he takes it to Casey, who drives the baseline, puts up a shot from about 9 feet out, doesn't go in. 4 seconds on the clock. Ian Samuelson's got the ball. He takes a long shot for three off the back iron. No good. And so with the end of the first quarter here, the score 9-6 in favor of King Cove. Bit of a slow first quarter, though. Both these teams definitely showing a little bit of fatigue.
Yes, both teams are very tired after 2 days of games.
Yeah. Well, I want to take a quick second and say thank you to our sponsors tonight. Thank you to the Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage, the Schumann Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, Telalaska, Wozteck Electronics here in Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways and Grant Aviation, also that happy-go-lucky guy over on the Red Hunter. And I just got word today that also want to say a big thank you to Lake Clark Air for sponsoring this broadcast. I believe those guys are based out of Port Allsworth. So thank you to all our sponsors for making these broadcasts possible. Here we go, about to start off here in the second quarter. Fresh 8 minutes on the clock. What do you think the teams are going to adjust here as they go into it?
I think both teams are going to slow it down a little bit and try and work it into the paint a little bit more, get some easy layup shots.
Yeah, you got to think longevity. They've got games tonight and tomorrow. I don't know if New Stew's playing twice, but they might be playing twice tonight.
I don't think New Stew is.
Okay, Port Aldridge plays twice. Oh, and there you go, working down to the bottom post like you were talking about. Connor Samuelson gets a nice, easy 2 points from about 2 feet in. They try to put a full court man-to-man, but didn't quite come together in time, so King Cove runs back to their half-court defense. Looks like they're playing man-to-man. Two guys following the ball. So New Stew dishes back out to the perimeter. Here's a long shot for three by Darren Hansen. It doesn't go in.
Just off.
Yeah, just off. Rebound goes to Levi Larson. And here's Timmy Mack back in the game. He'll bring the ball up. He's got some energy. behind-the-back pass to Ian Samuelson kind of caught him off guard, but he was able to maintain it, drives the lane, gets past his defenders, and beautiful, nice layup. Ian makes it look easy.
Yeah, man-to-man is really hard to play defense on because as soon as you get the offensive player around, they pretty much got a free shot in the lane.
Yeah, exactly, and they were doing a good job offensively spreading it out so he could take advantage of the lane. News 2 moving fast. They take it to the baseline, dish it out to, I believe, Sean Andrew, who takes a shot for three. Nothing but white jerseys around the ball for that rebound. So here comes Ian Samuelson. Ian finds Timmy, who drives in, puts up a floater. Off the front, rebound by Levi. He puts up a quick put back, but that doesn't go down. Timmy Mack gets the ball, and a long shot for three by Ian. He had a good setup there, but it doesn't go in off the back iron. His shot's been a little bit off. Ethan Mack with the ball, and he had a wide-open look, but he decides not to take it. Instead, they set the play, but here's another three-point shot. Ian Samuelson, yeah, off the back of the rim. Bounces high and into the hands of number 21. That's Cody, I believe.
They are not getting their shots to fall tonight.
No, they're not. Here's Nustu trying to work it down to the post, but good defense pushes Donald Apakadok back out to the perimeter. He takes a shot for three. That's off the back iron. Very low arc on that one.
Yeah, that was pretty straightforward.
Oh, and there's Levi Larson. He takes the ball. He had a good fast break going and foul against him as he was trying to put his layup. Off number four, Darren Hansen. So good job by Levi. He got the ball. He was where he needed to be. Good effort putting it up there, and he'll go to the line to get his points back. 13-6 in favor of King Cove. Low arcing shot goes off the back iron. And Levi will get a second chance here. Score remains 13 for King Cove with just under 6 to go in the first half. That second one is a little bit closer, but still rattles off the top, rebounded by New Studyhawk. Here comes number 4, Darren Hanton. Oh, loose ball gets picked up by Ethan.
Nice look pass would have been good, but it's picked off.
Oh, and there's Sean Andrew doing a great job slapping the ball out from Ethan as he was taking his shot. That doesn't go out of bounds. Recovered by number 23, Casey Knupiuk. Casey drives to the baseline, but he's tightly guarded. The ball almost gets knocked away by Timmy Mack, but Casey regains control and dribbles out. Darren Hanton with the screen. He takes it over. Cody Glumpuk drives the baseline, puts up a shot, doesn't go in. Rebound by King Cove. Here comes Ian Samuelson with the ball. And he'll...
King Cove is going to slow it down a little bit, try and work it back into his paint again.
Yeah, here's Timmy Mack with the ball, and it'll be interesting to see if Timmy Mack can slow it down. This kid has a lot of energy. Yeah, he drives into the lane, but runs into some traffic, so he'll dish it back out to Ethan. And King Cove near the half-court line, just letting their plane go into action. Ian with the ball. He drives in, takes an off-balance shot for three. High arc, doesn't go in off the back iron. Rebound by Nustu, and there's a fast break. Oh, but yeah, here's Casey. He dishes off to Sean Andrews on the opposite side of the post. Doesn't go down, and timeout being called there by Nustu Hawk. Full timeout, giving these guys a chance to breathe. With no substitutions, they've got to take advantage of their timeouts. All right. Okay, here we go as we go into this timeout. 4:46 to go here, 13 for King Cove, 6 for New Studyhawk. And looking at the schedule, let's pull this out really quick here. We'll see what the next game is going to be. I'm being cued by Edmund that's on the front. Looking here at the 16th of January, we already saw Port Allsworth play against the New Studyhawk ladies, and I'm guessing New Stu won that game.
Yes, I think New Stu did win that game.
New Stu had a very, very heartbreaking victory over Sandpoint last night. 1 point. It didn't get any closer. They were just trading blows for 90% of the game, too.
Yeah, that was back and forth between the girls.
Yeah, that was a hot game. I wish they could play again, but I don't think it's going to happen in the cards. The boys for New Stu are playing King Cove right now, and up next, the New Stu girls will play one more time. They'll play against the tough rookies of King Cove. That ought to be a really good game right there. And then after that, Port Allsworth girls against the Sandpoint girls and the Port Allsworth boys against the Sandpoint boys. We're underway again here in Sandpoint Auditorium. Casey Knupiuk's got the ball. His pass to Darren Hansen almost gets lost, but he's able to regain control. Being tightly guarded by Ian. Oh, and there's Ethan. Nice pick off. He's going real fast. Maintains composure and puts it in. And here's full court man. They're able to get a high pass. Oh, and that pressure worked really nice.
Off the hands of number 10.
Yep.
Sean Andrew.
Good effort.
Couldn't get control of it.
Yeah, it was a really high pass. He almost got his hands on it, but it goes out of bounds. Oh, and trying to make it back up. No foul called. Number 23, Casey, tried to reach in there. But Ian takes the opportunity of losing his defender and takes it to the basket. Doesn't go in, though. Rebound by New Seahawk. Here's Hansen with the ball. He runs into traffic, loses it. Picked up by Timmy, who does an between-the-leg pass to Levi Larson. The ball gets into the hands of Timmy again, though. And he'll put up a shot. Oh, foul. He'll go to the line for two there as he delayed the shot.
He double-clutched it, trying to get the foul.
Yeah, okay, you think that's intentional?
Yeah. Well, people try to double-clutch and make the players come at them when they do that.
And he did that in the air, which really showed you how fast that was. Timmy drains his first one. See, I'm learning new things all the time from you, Edmund. Double-clutch, I'm going to write that one down.
Yeah, it's when the players go up and try to fake them out and then fake them out again, making the players go at them.
Well, it worked well for Timmy. His second shot doesn't go down, but he's in a good position for the rebound. Timmy drives the baseline, pulls back, fakes out this one defender, puts up a shot. Oh, it doesn't go down, but Timmy teleports over to get his own rebound. Oh, Ian Samuelson with the ball. He tries to cross over, but Darren Hansen's waiting for him. He steals the ball.
Another high pass picked off by Timmy.
Yeah, that was not the pass he wanted to make right there. Moving a little too quickly. Oh, what an amazing behind-the-back pass.
Cool.
Yeah, he drives the basket. Looks like he's going for the layup, but instead behind-the-back feed over to Ethan, who has a perfect look off the glass. Good for two. That looked nice. 18-6, King Cove in the lead. Here's Casey. He drives in. He runs into a lot of defenders, loses the ball, off the glass, rebound by King Cove. And
Try to pass it between the legs, but
he gets stolen.
Defender.
Yeah, the defender was able to block him off. Ethan gets the board, though, and I think we're going to have a jump ball called there. Nope, foul. Foul against New Seahawk. Yep, as Ethan had the possession of the ball, and New Sue was trying to rip it from him. And I think New Sue's starting to get a little tired.
Oh, yeah. Both teams are really tired at this point.
Yeah, Ian Samson's got the ball. He drives the lane, puts up a little floating shot. Ian having a rough game comparatively to his other ones. That one doesn't go down. Rebound by New Stew. And here comes Cody. He hands off to Sean Andrew. And Sean Andrew will in turn get to Casey Glumkick, who drives in. Oh, he's got a wide-open look.
Nice. Yeah, this is definitely going to be a low-scoring game with both defenses on top of their
goals. Yep, exactly. Quick transition by King Cove. Ethan takes it, drives up, puts up the layup, doesn't go in. Rebound by New Stew. And here's Darren Hansen with the ball. 4:41 to go here in the first half.
New Stew's going to slow it down, seeing that they're tired, and work it in.
Yeah, that'd be the thing that you want to do. And whenever they get it down low, though, King Cove is not collapsing in on the ball very well. So here's Casey. He takes it towards the baseline. We're going to have a foul there. Timmy Mack knocks down Casey, I believe, and that's going to be a contact foul against King Cove. Third foul for Timmy Mack, so we have a substitution coming in there for him. Yep.
Yeah, he went up trying for the block, and Casey tried to fake out and ended up landing on top of Casey, drawing the foul.
When you jump high, that's kind of a hard thing to control your height. Here's New Sue. Oh, three-point shot drained by number four, Darren Hansen.
Ooh, fast-moving ball.
Ian moving real quick. He takes it coast-to-coast and has a nice-looking layup. Good for two. 20, but 11 for New Seahawk now. They're starting to claw their way back. Ooh, steal by Ethan Mack. He feeds it over to Levi Larson, who drives up high off the glass. Good for two. Great steal by Ethan. Mm-hmm. Good shot by Levi. Here's that full-court man. Making a hard time. Oh, and Levi forces a loose ball.
Yeah.
Sean Andrew dives.
That looked like a penguin slide. He went pew.
Yeah. He full extension. He just goes over there and just dives in on his stomach, gets the ball, and Levi is able to put his hand on it and force a jump ball. So possession's going to go to New Seahawk.
King Cove's going to play a full court press. Ooh. Picked off by Ian, or Ethan.
That's Ian.
Yeah.
Ian tipped it out, goes out of bounds, so New Seahawk gets a throw-in this time at the half court. That's a little bit of an easier throw-in to number 11, Davey Walcott. I think Walcott's fresh in. We haven't seen anything from him yet.
No.
Here's Casey driving the lane, high off the... Oh, charging called as Levi Larson just plants his feet and takes it.
Yep.
Good job by Levi. That's not an easy thing to do. Fortunately for him... Casey is not the heaviest guy in the world, so I don't think that hurt too hard, but...
Yeah, getting a charging foul is hard to do because you got to get those feet planted or you get a blocking foul.
They're going to have a... it looked like a foul was charged against Sean Andrew.
Trying to figure something out over on the scoreboard table?
Yeah, I saw him go number 10.
Ooh, fouls. The traffic's up the fouls on the scoreboard.
Okay. 7 fouls for News 2, but King Cove up their foul game a little bit. They've got 6 now, so both King Cove will have a bonus opportunity. News 2 just 1 away. And with that charge, they're going to throw a towel on the floor and let referee Brandon Smith clean up the sweat. Make sure we have a nice, safe environment for these teams to play on. Looking forward to the game coming up with the new Stewie Hawk and King Cove teams.
Yeah.
And that's going to be probably the real game to watch right there for the evening.
That is going to be a very competitive game right there.
Yeah, so don't miss that one. That one will be coming up here in just a minute. And I know that we just told everyone what time that was. That's going to be the very next game. So don't go anywhere. At 5 p.m., we will have new Stewie Hawk playing against King Cove. That's the ladies' game coming up for the evening. All right, here comes Ian. Ooh. He gets a good screen from Levi, drives over the left side of the post, spins around, puts up a shot, doesn't go in. The putback doesn't go in either. Man, Ian having a really tough game.
He cannot make a shot fall today.
Oh, the ball gets tipped up and thrown back in and off the foot of Ethan, out of bounds. But they're going to say at last that that Davey Walcott didn't have a chance to save it. He went out of bounds, so possession for King Cove. Good effort, though, trying to recover that loose ball. Here's King Cove, long shot for three by Ian. Oh, bucket.
He can make those ones fall.
Yep, and he had pressure all over him. I mean, you can defend him. You can have your fans all up in his face, and he'll still make those threes.
He can just get up in the air and shoot almost straight down to the hoop.
Yep, 25-11 favor King Cove. Here's Casey putting up a three shot for New Stewie Hawk. That doesn't go down. Good rebound by Ethan Mack. He moves quickly. Bounce pass over to Levi Larson, gets intercepted by Sean Andrew, but his throw in off the baseline goes into the hands of Ethan Mack.
Yeah, he tried to throw it down to Ethan's feet and make it bounce off to him into the out of bounds, but he ended up catching it.
Yeah, good quick hands by Ethan. New Stew gets a rebound, though, and they take it all the way to their side, and the three-point shot doesn't go in. We've got just under 2:30 to go in the first half. The score is 25-11. King Cove in the lead. In this somewhat slow-paced game here, as both these teams trying to keep their energy going.
Yeah.
Oh, but Ian did a good job. Man, drives it, takes it left to right, up and in.
Yeah, and Stewie can just not get the height to block those shots.
Yeah, and there's a good shot by Davey Walcott for three.
Just short.
Connor can't quite get the rebound, though, so it goes to Casey, who puts a nice fadeaway jumper from the paint. Good for two. 27-13, King Cove in the lead. Under two to go here in the first half. Here's Ian. He's going to take a long shot for three. Oh, and that one has come off fast. He gets his own rebound, and he puts it up. Yep, drives the lane. Nice, easy layup for him. Ian did a good job. You could tell right away, though, that he was going to take that shot for three. Kind of telecasted it. All right, here's new Stewie Hawk moving the ball. Darren Hansen's got it. He's going to take it to the right-hand side. Dribbling slowly, pulls up his dribble. Pass over to Sean Andrew. Andrew with it. Down to the bottom post. Oh, Casey gets past Connor and puts it up. Nice. Off the glass for two.
That pass was just above Connor's head.
Yeah.
Casey got it. Got the layup.
Yeah, because Connor got his hands on it, too.
Yeah, he tipped it a little bit above himself, too.
Here's Ian with the ball. He drives to the right. Crosses over. Shot for three. Bucket. All day long.
He can just shoot those all day.
Yeah. So 32 now for King Cove, 15. King Cove's finally starting to get a little bit more of a lead here in this game. It took them a little while for Ian to get his groove back. But, you know, good poke out by Ian. Knocks the ball out of bounds. He'll be throwing on the sideline for News 2.
We got just under a minute, 32-15 in favor of King Cove.
Yep, Casey dishes out to the baseline where number 21 Cody has it. Back to Darren Hansen on the top of the key for a shot for three. That doesn't go down. Dylan Larson with a pull down. He does a long shot. Going to get intercepted by News 2. That was a long, slow pass to Levi.
He tried to get it, but defenders in his face just couldn't get the power to send it all the way.
There's a great steal by Ian. He takes it all the way up and had pressure behind him, but maintains his composure and puts it up good for two. And we are under 30 to go here in the first half. 34-15, King Cove in the lead. Darren Hansen, he gets past Ian, puts up a jumper from about 18 feet out, doesn't go in, rebounded by Ethan, and a timeout, full timeout called. interesting as we enter the last 14 seconds. Coach Randall goes to his clipboard. He's got a plan to end this game.
Yeah, I think they're going to slow it down and let the time run.
And, you know, these are good coaching opportunities where you see bad mistakes that your players make, you know, bad habits that form over time. And, you know, even if you have a big lead in this game like King Cove has right now, you take the time and you say, look, you guys are doing this. It doesn't matter right now, but you need to make sure that you correct these mistakes.
Yeah, the coaches definitely are very smart and can see all the mistakes and fix them right away.
Coach Randall's done a good job leading King Cove the last 2 years. We'll see what happens here as we come into really the meat and potatoes of the season. We're about to go into the road trip here for King Cove and Sandpoint.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be fun.
Yeah, it's a fun trip. We're going to be getting as many of those games as humanly possible here on KSTP.
It definitely helps out with the teams and builds up their skill and helps them move forward in their basketball team.
And it's just been... Oh. Got unplugged. All right, yep, and here we go. Back into the last 14 seconds. Let's see what the King Cove has a chance. Oh, and there's Ian with a heavy guarded shot. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Ethan. Oh, and Ethan with the putback. Good for two, and that's how they're going to close it off. Good job by Ethan finishing that off.
Yeah.
Ian had a lot of pressure there on that three-point shot. But
he got it up and above and he soon just laid it in for a layup.
All right, so as we end the first half, the score is 36 for King Cove, 15 for New Stewie Hawk, and a tired New Stew with only a few players to go as they have two on the injured reserve list. But they never say die. They are still trying to stay in there as best they can. Before we go back to you, Dave, thank you to our sponsors for Copper Whale Inn, Downtown Anchorage, the Schumann Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, our friends at Tel Alaska, Wazitech Electronics and Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways serving Cold Bay and Sandpoint, and Grant Aviation in King Cove. Also, thank you to Lake Clark Air and the FV Red Hunter for your support in making these broadcasts happen. We've got 10 on the clock, Dave. We're going to be back to you in here in just a few minutes. And we are live here in Sandpoint Auditorium for the second half of the New Stewie Hawk Eagles versus the King Cove T-Jacks. I got my man, Edmund Cumberledge, sitting right here next to me. How are you doing, Edmund?
Good.
What are your thoughts on the game so far?
I think it's a low-scoring, fast-paced, moving game right now.
Yeah, 36-15 is the score. It has been a bit of a low-slowing game, and not a lot of players in the bench right now for New Stewie Hawk. They've got two down from injuries from last night's game against Sandpoint. So we'll see how they're able to keep their energy level up. A couple quick fouls already. Timmy Mack, I believe, has three to his name as we go into the second half. We'll see if he's going to be on the court. Yep, there's Timmy. He's going to take the throw in as King Cove will have possession going into it.
At least we're not seeing anybody picking anybody up tonight.
Yeah, no suplexes, no attempted body slams. Those are always good signs when you're playing basketball.
Yeah, shows that you're ready to rumble.
All right, so here we go. Ball is in play. Throw up by Timmy, and
Ooh.
The ball gets lodged. What do you call that, Edmund? You're going to tell me this
one. They call it a jump ball.
Yeah, there's a jump ball. So the shot
just called stuck.
Got stuck between the rim and the backboard.
Yeah.
Don't see it every day. I love it when people shoot and it gets stuck. Yeah. You're like a long shot. There's a clunk. Like, stop.
Yeah, like just hits the perfect. You have to hit it in the perfect spot. Ooh, turnover.
Quickly goes into the hands of Ian. He fakes the pass to Levi. Takes it up, puts it in, it doesn't quite go down, rebound by New Stewie Hawk, and
Ooh,
a fast breaking,
pick.
Yeah, good cherry pick by Casey, and that's 2 points on the board for King Cove, or New Stewie Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing here? My mind's distracted.
Oh, those are always nice and easy shots.
Yes, they are. So here we go, King Cove with the ball, Ethan Mack's got it, he takes it down to the bottom post, and Timmy Mack with it, dishes back out to the perimeter, Connor Samuelson, and I think we're just going to see King Cove try to burn down the clock here.
Yeah, I think they're going to burn it down until they could get it in where they want to take a easy shot, just like...
There you go. 2 points on the board right there for King Cove. Ethan Mack had a good shot, and it goes down. Darren Hansen's got the ball for New Stew on the right side elbow of the perimeter now. Sean Andrew drives in. He's going to pull up. Tightly guarded by Timmy Mack, making it really hard for him to do anything. So he takes
Ooh.
It to the bomb post. Oh, good turn and burn by Casey. Doesn't go in. Rebound goes to Nusu. Oh, but quickly picked up by Ian. Ian Samuelson's got traffic all around. His layup does not go down. He put it on the right with the right hand on the left side. Hard shot for him to make. So a rebound this time by New Stuyhawk.
There's a tight man-to-man defense by King Cole's T-Jax right now.
Yeah, they've been doing a good job not losing their position with the man-to-man. Rebound on that shot goes to King Cove, and Ian lets the ball bounce, picks it up before it goes out of bounds, and passing it around now to Timmy. And I don't think King Cove has much of a desire to get big points on the board. They're just trying to get through this game without spending too much energy. Timmy breaks in, hands it out to Connor Samuelson for a three-point shot, doesn't go in. Rebound in favor of Levi Larson. Levi finds Ian, puts up a shot from the top part of the post on the left-hand side, doesn't go in. Rebound, New Stuyhawk.
No shots are falling today.
They're
hitting the back rim and just not going in.
All right, here's the ball for New Stu. Casey drives on towards the baseline and puts off the glass, and that's charging. Yep, good job. Levi plants his feet one more time and gets the charge against Casey. I don't know how many fouls that is for Casey, but that's the second charge of the day. Oh, and a whistle there. I believe timeout being called. 30 seconds by King Cove. Coach Randall will bring his boys in to have a little bit of a talk. And yeah, good job by Levi. Second time he's planted his feet and taken the charge.
Yeah. A little slow call, trying to make sure it was a charge before ref called it charge.
Yep, so, and we want to remind everyone that the very next game coming up is going to be New Stuyhawk Lady Eagles versus the King Cove Rookies. And that's going to be a tight game.
That is going to be a tight game.
Yeah, so you don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss it. We had a very close game versus New Stu and King Cove ladies teams last night. One point that separated the teams, and it was literally all the way to the end. Oh, it was a heartbreaker.
Yeah, that was definitely a sad moment for the girls, but they're happy that they were that close and just happy that to play in this tournament.
Yeah, and you saw that. You know, the faces were definitely sad as they ended that game. But, you know, they're in high spirits today. I spoke to a few before we came up here, and they're taking it in stride well. Timmy Max got the ball at the free throw line. He turns, brings it up, and his shot gets deflected a little bit high off the glass. But the rebound goes to Levi Larson, and he quickly makes 2 points out of that. 40 now for King Cove, 17 for New Stu. Here comes New Stuyhawk with the ball in the hands of Darren Hansen. He dishes it down. Ooh, good look from the bottom left-hand post, and Levi Larson's going to hand out a foul that time as Donald was going up for the shot from the bottom side of the post.
Yep, called that one a contact foul. He kind of pushed his way into Levi, drawing the foul.
Good job by Donald. He gets up and puts his first one up, doesn't go in, rattles off the back of the rim. Five to go here in the third. Again, the score 40-17. Donald with the ball, and that's going to be a, what do they call that?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so
that was a penalty on Ronald. He did not shoot his shot.
That was an interesting situation there. He shoots, but he doesn't let go of the ball, and it was a full motion, pulls it back in, and so they call that a violation. Ball goes into the hands of King Cove. Timmy Mack dishes down. Oh, Ian breaking to the basket, doesn't go in. Rebound being fought for. It goes in the hands of Timmy Mack. Timmy, trying to gain control. Goes off out of bounds on the baseline. Last touch by Sean Andrew for New Stuyhawk. So a throw in underneath their own basket for King Cove. We quickly get the ball to Ian. Ian trying to get back outside to the perimeter. And he finds his way there to the half court center line. Gets a good pick from Levi. Dishes out to Connor, who's wide open for three. Oh, just off the front rim. Rebound Sean Andrews by New Stuyhawk. Here comes Darren Hansen with the ball, moving quickly. Nice
almost
pass.
Almost picked off by Ian Samuelson.
Oh, good effort by Ian trying to pick it off, but Donald maintains control, and he drives into the lane. Oh, layup goes, rolls all the way around the rim, lands on the ground, and jump ball being called there. Yep, jump ball. Ethan Mack was in possession, and number 21, I believe, Cody Golumplikbuck.
Number five,
Donald with the ball.
Yep.
Possession for King Cove. Timmy Mack will throw it in. 4:12 to go here in the third quarter. The score is 40-17 in favor of King Cove. Here's Ian with the ball. He gets a good screen by Levi. Ooh, drives all around traffic. Just slips off his fingers. Yeah, he was moving too fast. Just slides right out. And, here's a quick transition from New Stu. Catches the defense of King Cove off guard, but they're able to plant their feet quickly and get back into the groove. Sean Andrews with it. He hands off to Casey. Casey, triple threat, trying to figure out where he's going. He decides to pick up to start his dribble.
Almost lost the ball there, but regained possession and passed it over to number four.
Darren Hansen. Hansen now with the ball. Back into the hands of Casey. Casey is going to wait for the play to set up. He's got all of his players on the right-hand side. They spread out the defense. He goes for a long...
3 seconds call on number five.
Oh, man. And there was a lot of black jerseys over on the right-hand side, and his three-point shot did go in, but they...
What is the call?
They're going to call that a foul.
Ooh.
Against Ian, I believe. Put too much pressure. So is that... Yeah, the three-point stands. Yep, three-point shot stands. 20-40 now in favor of King Cove. And an opportunity at the line for Casey to make this 4 points, and he drains it. Good job. So 21 now for New Studio Hawk with 3:30 to go in the third. Here's Ian Stamelson with the ball. Gets a screen by Levi. Is quickly met, though, by number 21, Cody. So Ian will hand it off to Ethan Mack. Ethan calls a play. Moves it down to the perimeter. Long shot by Timmy Mack for three. Off the back iron. Oh, over the top.
Yep.
Over the back, going to be called against Ethan Mack. Yeah, it was kind of a close one. He knew he did it, but it wasn't like a belligerent foul.
Yeah, he went up and then realized just as it was called that it was an over the back.
Yep. First foul against Ethan Mack, I believe. Three fouls so far this half for King Cove. Here comes Nustu. Nice pass to the bottom right-hand post. A little bit of a turn. Puts up the layup. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Ian, who quickly moves the ball for a fast break. Takes it to the right-hand side and pulls back. Spin around jumper. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Ethan.
Ooh, that's a foul, number four.
Darren Hansen picks up a foul. And that will send Ethan to the line for a chance for two. With 2:47 to go here in the third quarter, Ethan Mack gets the ball from the official. Dribbles and puts up the shot off the back iron. And King Cove's been having a tough time making their shots sink today.
Yeah, both teams are. This is definitely a low-scoring game with tough defense on both ends of the court.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better myself. Second shot by Ethan. That goes off the left side of the rim and bounces far off to the sideline. Last touch by King Cove. That'll be a throw-in. See if we see that full court man-to-man being played. Now, King Cove's just going to sell right into...
They're going to start man-to-man, but they're going to start that back down on half. Oh, no, they start up in 2-3 position.
Yeah, it looks like a 2-3 zone being played, but a little bit of man... Yeah, 2-3 zone, but there's a lot of movement. It still looks like they're following their position. Oh, good run in there by Donald Pakadoc. He takes it all the way up the lane, puts it off the glass, and counts for two after dribbling around a little bit on the rim. 23 now for New Studio Hawk, 40 for King Cove. Ethan Max got the ball. He's looking for some help. He takes it down to the bottom post. Levi Larson drops in. Ball almost gets knocked away by Cody from New Studio. Levi turns, puts up a shot, doesn't go in. Timmy with the rebound quickly dishes it out to Connor Samuelson, who puts up a three-point shot from the top of the key. Doesn't go in. Oh,
wow, number five.
Yeah, they're number five, Donald Apocadoc. He's looking for a jump ball on that one, but he's going to get a contact foul. He pretty much shoulder checks Timmy Mack.
He ran right into him.
Yeah, Timmy was starting to get possession of that ball. So throw in underneath their own basket. That's the fourth foul for Donald. He cannot have any more fouls, or else he will be out of the game. And there's not a lot of substitutions for News 2. Long cross-court pass to Connor, wide open for three, takes it from the baseline, nothing but net.
That was nice.
Beautiful shot by Connor, just well set up, too. That pass was right on point. Here's Casey with the ball. He takes it up for News 2, met by Connor. Crosses over, brings it to the free throw line, puts up a shot. Ooh, just off the back iron. Donald gets a rebound, and he tries to put up his own layup from the left-hand side. Doesn't go in, but there's a rebound by Cody for News 2. Fourth shot goes up, and this time Donald's able to put it in and get the basket. 2 points for News 2 Hawk, 43-25, with just under 90 to go here in the third. King Cove in the lead.
Setting up in a man-to-man position.
Yeah, and King Cove working the ball down to the bottom. Still Timmy Mack, he moves the ball outside, but drives the baseline, puts up a shot, doesn't go in, gets his own rebound again. That shot off the left-hand side goes high off the glass, rebound by Nustu. And here's Casey driving up, but he'll pull back and let his team catch up with him. Had a lot of defenders in front of him. Long shot for three, going to go off the back iron.
Off the back.
Yep, rebound by Timmy. And he'll quickly find Ethan Mack, who's going to take it to the left-hand side. Nice easy layup, good for two. 45 now for King Cove and 25, a 20-point difference. And we are 37 seconds left to go in the third. Donald Pocadoc with the ball. He drives the lane, takes it all the way. Oh, but the ball gets deflected out of his hands. Rebound by Ethan Mack, and he's also going to charge really quick. He puts it up. That doesn't go down either. Timmy Mack's able to get his hand on the ball, and he's got a lot of people able to maintain the dribble. Nice pass over to the opposite side of the post. Yes. Puts it up off the glass. Good for two. Ethan Mack with those 2 points.
Some nice ball handling skills by King Cove.
Yeah, that was really nice by Timmy because
he
got bumped around like a pinball machine there. Was able to keep control of the ball and spin around, and good pass. Knew he couldn't take it all the way, so he bounces to the other side of the post. Sean Andrews tries for a last-second buzzer beater, but it couldn't quite get it off. Deflected by King Cove. And there we go. At the end of the third quarter, the score is 47 for King Cove, 25 for Sam Point. And an extra buzzer just for fun there off the bench. And so going in here, definitely, again, we're seeing a lot of what we saw in the first quarter, just a slow scoring game, a slow game in general, good defense on both sides.
Yeah. New Stu is throwing a lot of far taking shots and missing quite a few of them.
I think we're seeing them tired,
yeah.
You know. They haven't been able to sub very much.
Yeah, they're tired and don't have the energy to work it in, so they're just taking the long shots.
Yep, so it's going to be this is their final game for the day, though, and this will decide where they're going to go. Tomorrow, depending on who wins this game, I believe New Stewie Hawk will probably play for the third to fourth place position.
Yep, and then we have Sandpoint Boys and
the Port Allsworth Lynx
playing tonight, and that will show who goes into the first round and who goes into the third and fourth round.
Yep, and so that'll be a good game to see. Port Allsworth has a high spirit, a good team, good players, but no gymnasium to practice in, so that's definitely a handicap for those guys. But it's good having them here. They're a really friendly group of guys.
Yeah, those guys are definitely tall and athletic, and our guys are athletic and strong.
Yeah, we've got one of the best teams that we've had in a very long time, just in raw talent.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's been practicing on this team for a long time, started out in junior high.
It's going to be a fun one to see. New Stu's got possession as we enter the final quarter of the game. There's Davey Walcott joining us. He replaces Sean Andrew. Walcott with the ball. He finds Casey. Casey being tightly guarded, but Ian's going to let off. And that leaves Casey wide open for a three-point shot and drains it.
That one finally goes in. That was a nice shot by Casey.
It was a strange move by Ian. He just left his position and left Casey wide open for that three-point shot.
Yeah, he anticipated wrong watching Casey show up. Two threes before that and missing.
Yeah, so there was a good save by Timmy. He gets the ball off the baseline over to Ethan Mack, and Ethan puts up a little bit of a hook for 2 points underneath the basket. 49 for King Cove, 28 for New Student. Here's another three-point shot.
Ooh, he's getting them to fall.
Casey, with a hot hand, drains his second three in a row, 31 now.
He's bringing this back to a close game between King Cove and New Student.
Yep. Ian tries his hand at a three. Oh, and from NBA territory, sinks at nothing but net on that one. Beautiful shot.
Ooh, trying to trap number one.
Kavila Wanhola on the floor for the first time in the game. Here's Donald with the ball. He drives with the paint, and that's good for two.
Another man-on-man play where they just had the lane wide open, got around the defender, and got the shot.
Finally seeing the rim be a little bit more friendly here to New Stewie Hawk. Ian's going to try for another three, though. A little bit off the mark.
They're definitely taking care of their shots.
Yeah, doing a good job there. Ian had a putback that didn't go in, but Ethan himself with a rebound and a putback, and that one will go down. Travel called. Yep, Casey was trying to step a hard bounce pass, and he just took too many steps moving forward.
Yep.
So, turnover.
Out of his hands before.
Yeah, turnover now in favor of King Cove. Here comes Ian Samuelson with the ball. Ian finds Timmy, who passes it right down to a nice positioned Ethan Mack on the bottom post.
Stolen by number one, Camilo Wanhala.
Yeah, good defensive position there. He was right there, able to get the ball back for New Stewie Hawk.
Yep, he got right in front of the offensive player. And he spun around and just lost it on the feet of Camila.
Good effort there by Donald Apokadok. He was wide open underneath the basket and in the paint. His shot didn't go in. And here's Ian for a three-pointer that doesn't go down. Rebound, his last touch by possession, his last touch by King Cove. Yep. So possession will go to New Studiohawk with 5:36 to go here in the game.
Got a sub change between number 11, David Walcott, and number 4, Darren Hansen.
A shot for three by Casey doesn't go down. Ethan gets an easy rebound, and he'll move quickly up the sideline, gets through some traffic, and passes over to Connor on the left-hand side of the of the post, puts up a shot.
Power
yeah,
shot.
There was a lot of mustard on that one. Ian gets the ball, though, and he'll drive into the paint, puts a nice little layup, good for two. 56 for King Cove, 33 for New Streethawk. Here's Donald. He's working his way around the post, puts up a shot. Nice little muscle beam being played there for the shot. Didn't go down, but Timmy gets the rebound for his standpoint, or King Cove, and he drives all the way to the right-hand side, puts a nice-looking layup for two.
Yeah, he down there before the defenders could turn around. We got a timeout by New Stew.
Yep, full timeout being called by New Streethawk, giving their guys a chance to catch their breath. Been pretty much a lot of the same players on at the whole game. Hard to play a game like that, especially against a really well-conditioned team.
These are both really well-conditioned teams.
Yep. Want to take a quick moment here to say thanks to our sponsors here, Copper Whale Inn, the Shimon Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, Telalaska, Watts Tech Electronics, and Peninsula Airways, Grant Aviation, the FV Red Hunter, and Lake Clark Lake Air.
And don't leave us. In about 20 more minutes, we'll have the...
Ladies from New Stew versus King Cove?
Yes, the ladies versus King Cove.
That is going to be the game of the evening to catch right there. And then we got the two standpoint games immediately following that one as well. And then tonight and tomorrow night, the fun begins for the students. We're going to have a little bit of a pizza shindig tonight for the students. And then tomorrow night's going to be a dance, huh? You going to go out there and cut a rug, Edmund?
No, it's just for ninth grade up.
Okay, ninth grade up. Those elitists.
I'll be collecting money, though. I'm on student council.
There you go.
Yeah.
Effort there by King Cove to score some points. Timmy can't quite get it. He tries to dribble out.
Number one tried to steal it, just couldn't get a complete control over the ball and loses it.
Cavilia did a great job entering this game here. Connor did a soaring shot off the left-hand side. That doesn't go down. Rebound by New Stew. And a good lob up to Sean Andrew. He tries to save off the baseline and throws it back in, but it hits his leg and goes out of bounds. Good effort.
He threw it back in, trying to regain balance, threw his knee out, got blocked by his own knee.
Yep, good effort there. Here comes King Cove with 4 minutes on the clock. 58-33.
Screen set by...
Ian was just looking the wrong way.
Yeah.
It went behind his back. If he had turned to the left, he would have caught it, but he turned towards the right, towards the basket, and that put him in a bad position for that pass.
And it perfectly went through the goal posts that were made by number 10's arms.
A good pass to the bottom left-hand post where Cavilia was. Instead, he dishes out to Darren Hansen, who puts up a three-point shot for a New Studiohawk. That brings it to 36 for New Stew, 58 for Sam Point. Under four to go here in the game.
Sam Point.
Oh, did I say Sandpoint?
Yeah.
King Cove. New Stew and King Cove. All right, Timmy Max got the ball for King Cove. They bring it down to the baseline. A good bounce pass in by Connor Samuelson, but it gets intercepted by Cavilia. Cavilia with the ball. He'll move really quick, pull up his dribble, though, and get it over to Donald Apakadoc. Down to Darren Hansen, who takes a long shot for three. Doesn't go in, but Sean Andrew gets a rebound. Donald Apakadoc with the ball. Nice move into the lane. Doesn't go in on that 10-foot shot out. Rebound by King Cove. And it gets into the hands of Ian Samuelson. 3:13 to go.
King Cove's going to slow it down a little bit, run the timer, get a point if they can.
Yeah, wide open shot by Ian isn't taken. It's passed out to Connor Samuelson. He'll take that shot for three, though. And Ethan gets a rebound. Long shot for three by Ian off the back of the rim. Another rebound by Ethan. Ethan, looking for a shot, pulls back instead and hands it off to Ian Samuelson. Wide open, Timmy Mack takes a shot for three. That's going to go off the back of the iron. And it bounced off the backboard high and then went down into the basket, but it touched the brackets of the backboard, so it's out of bounds. That was pretty funny. Oh, good job by Cavilia, breaking past the defense and getting in for a wide open layup.
Yeah, just a little bit too much power in that shot, went a little bit over the rim.
Yeah, but it was a good effort there.
Yeah.
Here comes King Cove. They have the rebound. Ethan Max going to pull the ball back. Drives in. Oh, nice little wall pass to Dylan. Back to Ethan, who is cutting to the basket. Nice easy layup for two. 60 now for King Cove. 2:30 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Ooh.
There we go, man. Good play.
That was a nice play. He worked it right into the basket and shot it up.
That was Casey Knupiak driving in. Here comes Ian Samuelson. He's going to do a nice little, they're going to call that travel? Or was that contact?
Nope, that was a travel. Just took too much. No, that was a carry.
Okay, carry. Yeah, because it looked like it didn't look like he stepped, but it looked like he was floating.
Yeah, he kind of tossed it a little bit high behind his back and brought it back down.
And substitution in, Anthony Reeve will join us here for King Cove, and Ian Samuelson will take a breather.
Ooh, number 23, Casey.
Yeah, drove into the lane again there and put it up for two. Good job driving the basket. Here's Timmy Mackey, drives up, goes to the right-hand side of the lane, puts it in. Good, all the way.
Nice, easy shot, Casey. Giving him a high five off of that shot.
Yep, good effort there. Here is, long shot by Casey Knupiak. Almost goes down for three. Rattles around the rim. Picked up by Timmy Mack. Timmy's looking for a long pass to Ethan, but instead he pulls back and gets over to Dylan. Dylan now to Ethan. He's going to just pull the ball back, but he'll be followed by Darren Hansen, who is not going to give him an easy ride. No free rides for King Cove here defensively. Sean Andrew being tightly guarded.
Ooh.
Oh, and a handoff to Ethan Mack. Almost gets lost. Ethan luckily didn't have a defender too close to him. Bounce in over to Connor, takes a long shot for three. Off the left-hand side of the rim, Dylan Larson goes for the rebound. And he does a great job saving it. He hits the ball in off the sideline, and it hits Kavila and goes back outside. Great play by Dylan Larson.
Yeah, both Kavila and Dylan were neck and neck going for the ball, and Dylan just got it and tossed it to Kavila before.
All right.
Kavila got to it.
Yep, here comes Chris Babcock. I believe he's going to be tapping in here.
Got a timeout by... Looks like King Cove T-Jack.
Yep. King Cove giving an opportunity to let some of their bench players get in there. Because with 1 minute to go here and 20 points separating these two teams, I think Coach Newman can sit back and allow this game to run out.
Yeah, let the players that don't get much time get some playing time, have a little fun on this trip, this tournament that Sam Point is hosting.
Yeah, I think this has been a great tournament, by the way. You know, it's a lot of work going into these things, but, man, the town's really come together, shown support.
Yeah.
Everyone's done a great job.
Yeah, everybody's helping out, and everybody's helping.
Yeah, and, you know, there's an element of pride,
mm-hmm.
I think, when you host a tournament. You want your village to look good. You want the tournament to look good.
Yeah.
And Sandpoint has done just a bang-up job making this a very fun, well-organized tournament. Big shout-out to Hillary Smith. I know it's been big on cooking food.
She's been really helping out and getting community members to make some cookies and some sandwiches for all the team members.
Yep, Sherilyn Lundgren also in the thick of things as always. And then, of course, Ralph Lindquist for organizing the tournament as the athletic director. Here's King Cove, Timmy with the ball. He passes off to Anthony. Anthony with a shot. Oh, he gets fouled, a shooting foul. So Anthony Reed's going to go to the line for two.
And a special thanks to Trident Seafoods for paying for all this and letting us tournament happen.
Yep, good sponsorship. Thank you to Trident. All right, so Anthony Reeve at the line. He's got a chance for two with 51 seconds. Pulls up his shot. Off the back iron. Good effort by Anthony. Chris Babcock has joined the T-Jacks here. And a couple substitutions for New Stewie Hawk. We've got Cody and number 11, Davey Walcott, replacing Donald Apakadoc and Darren Hansen. All right, so here we go. Anthony Reeve gets the ball. Anthony puts up his shot. That's a good one.
Ooh.
Oh, off the back of the rim. Timmy gets the rebound, and they bring it over now. Timmy Mack taking it all the way to the other side. He's going to drive to the right, and it looks like he'll dish it out to Chris. Chris puts up a shot. Oh, that was so close. It was just a little bit over the rim.
If he just got a little bit more of the backboard, he would have had it.
Oh, a pass to Anthony Reeve gets intercepted, or it goes just through his fingers. Picked up by a New Stewie Hawk, and here comes Casey. Casey's going to, with 24 seconds left on the clock, he's going to pull back it. Oh, number 21, Cody Golumflik was not looking for it.
Yeah.
So King Cove will get the ball, and one last opportunity to score here.
They're probably going to run in time until the last few seconds and throw up a shot. Ooh,
Anthony Reeves get a good pass there. Oh, King Cove able to maintain control. That was a good effort by the guys over there. Dylan Larson with a shot. Oh, just off the glass.
Rebound by Anthony Reeves.
He's working his way in there.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit of contact with that shot, but with just 1 second left, they're going to let the buzzer go. 62-42 in favor of King Cove. That's the end of our first radio broadcast of games of the day. Coming up next is going to be a very, very good game. The New Seahawk Eagles versus the Ladies of King Cove in 15 minutes.